This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome Vision 2023, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, sponsored here by Napa this year. Excited to have the Napa Auto Care team here. And do I have a special treat for you? I have wives that are very involved, and I'm assuming in ownership with their husbands. Let me introduce all of them to you. I'm sure you probably know them. Liz Perkins is here from L1 Automotive Diagnostics and Programming and L1 Automotive Training. Hi, Liz.
Hi,
Gordon.
How's it going?
Good. Husbands, Keith Perkins. I think everybody knows Keith. We've recently been on an episode together. Keith, it was excellent. I always love to pick his think. So glad to have you here. Shelley Fleshman is here from Automotive Alley in Arcade, New York. One location. Husband, Jim. Where'd you leave him? At a training center?
Actually, I think it's lunchtime right now.
Oh, it is. Oh my God, you're right. No, Tracy says that to me all the time. She goes, Dad, we work through lunch. We work through dinner. Can you not do that this year? Sorry, honey. I did. Have to go find something to eat. We can steal it off the plates of the guys. Anyway, Nicole Barrett is here from Barrett Automotive, Cornelia, Georgia. Two locations. Husband Justin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Hey, plan to be at Apex 2023, October 31st through November 2nd. Apex will build upon the incredible success of Joe's Garage, a full 10-bay working environment. If you earn your living in the auto service aftermarket, then Apex is for you. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at napatracs.com. Thank you all for being here. It's a tough job that you all have. And what's interesting about Liz is that I think one day you said, I can do that programming stuff, didn't you?
Wasn't necessarily a bored housewife, but my kids had all gone into school. And I said, hey, you're starting this mobile business and can I just ride with you and just see what it's like? I mean, I've kind of always wanted to be a nursing student and, you know, do nursing, but automotive has just kind of always followed me. Let me just jump in the van to see what you're doing.
Oh, I love it. I mean, yeah. I totally love it. Let me jump in the van and see what you're doing. Shelley, you have such a great story because Jim was an instructor at one of the colleges and you both decided to start this business and he basically went 8 hours a day to teach and he came back. And what did you go? Take this off my hands. I'm going home. I mean, how did that work?
Yes, he was actually teaching at a college and he just came to me one day and said, I seen the shop for sale. I'd like to take a look at it. We walked in. He looked at the concrete. He looked at the ceiling and said, sold.
It had good bones.
Yes. He kept teaching for the next 3 years and I did not know anything about automotive at all. So I walked in with a tech that was helping us out prior to that at the shop at home. And it started out just the two of us. And he would go to work. It was probably almost 11, 12 hour days for him by the time he left the house and got back to the shop. And then he would take over and answer all my questions, sit there and do estimates and not get home till 9, 10.
Yeah, he drove an hour to school to go teach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he taught at my alma mater. Yeah, interesting. I knew Jim because of a relationship that I had at Alfred in the automotive department. Great guy, good family. They only live about an hour from me. It's good to have you here. Nicole, how did it start with you? I mean, did you guys start the business together? Did he drag in?
Justin drug me in. He actually worked for another automotive repair shop that was actually going to be going out of business and started a business at our house because he was trying to find work was very hard at the time. And I was working out of automotive. I was a veterinary technician / office manager. And I gave that job up after 10 years to go on and help Justin. He came home one day and said, this job is taking off after a recession happened in 2008. And the job that he was doing at the time laid him off just because of he was only doing the automotive repair work after hours, pretty much during while he was working that job. And it just took off. And he said, hey, I think I want to start the shop full time. What is your thoughts on that? And I was very scared. Didn't know if that was what we needed to do. But at the time we had a 1 year old and needed to provide. And so it took off from there.
Liz, you seem to have a completely different focus that you wanted to be involved. You wanted to learn. And both of you, Nicole, Shelley, you were, if you will, willing, unwilling participants, right? Somehow.
Correct.
And Nicole, you're still on the counter, right?
I'm off of the counter at the moment. I was on the counter, but I've hired a replacement that I'm in the process of training.
So you're there, you're backup.
Yeah, I'm backup right now just to make sure they're following all our processes and procedures.
Is it fun teaching a service advisor?
It has its pros and cons sometimes.
How did you get off your counter, Shelley?
Pretty much the same story as Nicole. I do the same thing. I'm off the counter. I do back her up, but we just hired a service advisor to come in. We put her through a coaching program or service advisor program. And that's how I got off.
Cool. And you guys are working 4 days a week, huh?
We are.
Legit. The business is closed on Friday, right?
It is. Yes.
It was a big move.
It was, but the numbers show that it works.
Liz, taking on a role of programming and diagnostics, I mean, wow. Are you built to do that?
Sure. I don't know how to answer that specifically.
It's like you have more of a logical mind, a high conformity person. I mean, I don't think you can do this stuff if you weren't a deep thinker.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that component. It's all about being able to see what you need to do and how to do that and fully understanding that. My favorite is ADOS because I know I love lines. I love the numbers. I love figuring those things out, all the angles. I love the features. We ended up buying a vehicle with ADOS functions just because like I loved it so much. And we wanted to get it for the training company so we can have that as an on-hand vehicle to do static calibrations. I don't know. I don't ever remember specifically having a technical brain or anything like that. I just fell in love with all of it. I mean, really, we're out in the van and meeting all these different people and pride as being a woman in the industry, something that not everybody else is doing.
There you go. I mean, if there's an underlying story here is I need to interview more ladies. And this is a start. You look around, there's not a lot of ladies here at Vision.
Correct.
I mean, more and more all the time, right?
Yeah, the bathroom line is always short.
Yes.
Compared to the men's, they're always having to wait.
True. Yeah, such a perk.
Yeah. It's different than the airports, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're in and out. I have to tell you a great story. Here at Kansas City, they just opened up a brand new airport. You probably all came through it. It was only open for one day. Got off the plane. My trip down here was very eventful. And I'll share that story one other day. But I walked into the men's room and there's a digital sign that has an arrow that says there's one stall open. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? They got LIDAR, radar in there and they know who's standing at a stall. Here it is. I'm walking through, not only in the bathroom and seeing what are the new amenities? What do they look like? How are they designed? And I thought it was extremely modern, high tech.
Yeah.
If you need to pee really bad, you need to go over here. Did you see that?
No, we actually drove because we're from Tulsa. So it's only a 3.5 hour drive.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was at Disney or in the airport. There's actually green lights or red lights. They'll tell you if that stall's open or closed. And so you literally just look up and like, oh, that's green. I can go down to that one.
I believe Disney has that for their parking ramps.
Yeah.
My. I mean, our phones are tracking us and now the bathrooms are.
Right.
Oh my God. Nicole, your biggest accomplishment to date in the business?
Being a productive service advisor, being a woman, of course, and just being thrown into the mix and having to learn it all.
Wow. You're proud of it?
I am proud of it.
Tell me about the customers that say, I'd like to speak to the owner. And you say, it's me.
Yeah, I would say you're looking at her or you're speaking to her. And just the pride of behind it. It was something that Justin's dreams and being able to fulfill that for our family has been a real pride thing for us.
Well, that is so cool. I mean, it ends up getting, to the heart of why you do what you do. Your husband's, you as a team together wouldn't be doing this if you didn't want to help people, period.
Yeah. And our customers like it. They don't like that they don't see Justin as much, but it's okay. He says he's not the face of the business. I am. And my face is prettier.
There's no, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
We should put his picture in the, in the graphic that we put out and say, listen to why Nicole's the prettier one. She'll let you know. Your biggest accomplishment, Shelley?
My biggest, I would say, is the same thing as far as stepping away from the counter even and doing the day-to-days, working on the business more than working, in the business. And I even recently just got my New York State inspection license. So that was my goal for this year because we set goals every year.
Yeah. You're going to go in and do some?
I am. The way I looked at it was we'll get a lot of light-duty trailers that come in. And instead of pulling our techs off, if I'm not doing anything, then I don't want to pull them away.
Nice.
So I can do that. In New York, you have to have safety and emissions. If we fail the emissions or even the safety, if the client goes and fixes it themselves, then they just bring it back and we check that, make sure it's fixed. And then again, we're pulling the employee off to take a look at that just to inspect it. So it's something I can do.
I didn't know you did trailers. So my quad trailer, I'm inspected. Okay. So I'll
bring it on over.
I'll call and get an appointment. Liz, your biggest accomplishment, I'm going to guess, it was to learn ADAS, or are you doing keys too?
Yeah, we do keys, ADAS, refrigerant, diagnostic programming. I don't do a lot of the diagnosis just because I don't have as much life experience, I guess, with the actual inner workings of an engine and all of those things. So when it comes to diagnosis, I'm like, yes, I understand what a crankshaft position sensor does. I just not fully versed on, you know, how to diagnose it, which Keith would be like, yeah, you just need to take some more of my training, you know, like you can do this. I think my biggest accomplishment is being a lady with multiple hats, just being able to do whatever it is that needs to be done in the business. You know, if I need to answer the phone that day, if I need to do an ADOS calibration because I have, if I have a body shop that's like, hey, we kind of promised this vehicle out, can you please get it done? And all my techs are busy, I can go to the ADOS bay and I can do it. I think being able to be multi-hat, you know, person, multifunction has really given me a sense of pride.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Shell, how do you recharge?
Well, I'll go out to dinner with my girlfriends.
Ah, total change of pace.
Yes.
Because I know you and Jim are close. You go everywhere together.
Not everywhere, but most.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get your energy from people? Or do you need to be?
I like to do things by myself too.
Okay.
Just a quiet ride, like taking my daughter to her lesson. And I just sit there and, well, she's in her lesson and I have that quiet time.
Isn't it amazing to just have some think time? Really? Because what we do in our industry, I mean, it's always go, go, go. I don't think there's ever a break. Uh-huh. How about you, Nicole? How do you energize?
I take time for myself normally a Saturday once a month. I normally go to the nail salon and get a manicure and a pedicure, but I do have to work that around also our kids' sports schedules just because we have three kids and they're all in different activities.
What's their ages?
15, 10, and 9.
Wow. Is the 15 a teenager yet?
Not quite.
Okay.
I mean, he thinks he is. He thinks he's probably like 25, but
15 going on 25.
There's a lot to learn to that.
So it's a great thing about your family. Shelly, your family?
Yes, I have a daughter that's 15 and a son that's 13. And same thing. I am constantly running to sports and Jim is as well for games.
Wow. I remember that period of time. You were into ice skating, right? Matt was into ice and hockey and roller and all that stuff. And horseback riding. I mean, my God, yeah, Tracy's a horse person. Wow. Can we talk about that participation trophy junk that happened? I'm sorry, I had a bad memory there.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Actually was coaching roller hockey for Matt by default somehow. Not that it's important, but we dropped him off to this roller hockey thing. I said, I just love to shake hands with the coaches. The coaches, says, we don't have a coach. We don't have coaches for any of these guys. They're just going to go out and play. And I go, and so all the dads were there. And I says, who wants to coach these different teams that your kid is on? And everybody volunteered. And so did I and another friend of mine. So we go behind the bench, never coached like that ever. And then we're done with the season and the playoffs and everything. And of course, we didn't do super, super good. But we still had fun. And there was the pizza party. And there were like 80 trophies on a bunch of three tables. And I said to the owner of the rink, because I'm a boomer. And I said, what in the heck is going on? Long story said, he says, well, everybody gets a trophy. And that's when I realized that, wow, it didn't happen to when I was in baseball. Those big trophies were for the winning team. And we said, we got to try harder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Family, Liz. Yeah. I lost track.
So I have two girls, 11 and 8. So they're lots of fun. Same thing, cheer, soccer.
They're all close in age. It's interesting.
Yeah.
All of your families. Wow, I can see a support group happening here. Hey, look, if you earn your living in the automotive service aftermarket, Apex is for you. Now, if you attended Apex 2022, then you realize the incredible commitment that Apex has to the service professional, shop owner, and technician. Joe's Garage is your place to be with 10 working bays as you experience real live working conditions along with exciting demonstrations and the latest equipment presented. Also, the best tech companies from tools and repair to management software had their latest and the greatest on display. You also attended technical business management training with the industry's best and brightest. Work is already underway to make next year's Apex 2023 even better than ever with more product demos, trending training, marketing, and the latest in business management training to help you grow your sales and profits. Remember, if you earn your living in the aftermarket, then Apex is the expo for you. Continue listening as we bring you the latest from Apex 2023. Save the date, October 31st through November 2nd, 2023. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax. That's NapaTrax.com. Give me some awesome news, Shelley.
Well, we are currently looking into a second location.
Whoa! We're breaking news here. I love that. That is
heard
awesome.
First.
Awesome news. Well, heard here first. Yeah. I hope the person who you're going to buy doesn't hear this. Wow, that's awesome news. Nicole, how about you?
The awesome news would be hiring my replacement so I've been able to come off of the counter.
You've been praying for that.
Yes, because I was on the counter and then I became off the counter because we had to hire another service advisor. And unfortunately, she passed away suddenly from us. And so I was back on the counter. And then we've finally found the right people for the right seats in the business. So now I'm able to come off the counter.
Knowing Justin like I do, I had heard that story. Such a heartbreaking story, what happened because of that. But I don't want to go into it. But that was a pretty tough time for you guys.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome news.
We just opened our shop. Really, December was it's a newer, bigger shop. We're at 5,760 square feet, 2-acre lot, fully gated and graveled, and pretty big accomplishment from just doing mobile to now we have a brick and mortar, a full brick and mortar, more than one lift, lots of space.
Gutsy move.
Yeah.
Take me to the dinner table when you guys were discussing that.
Well, we were in a 2,000 square foot space, two doors. We were in the middle of a vinyl wrap place and a landscape place and very small parking lot. We actually only had 3 parking spaces and then about 3 that you could double park. So really, like, not very many vehicles. I mean, think about it. You have 4 technicians at that time. They have 4 vehicles plus the work fans. We're just running out of room. And we just started, I mean, organically growing this brick and mortar we never anticipated having. All we wanted was an ADOS location. We wanted a true ADOS calibration center. We thought, well, maybe we can just rent like a really small space and do it from there. So we started there. Then we're like, well, we need a bigger space now because now Ford, you know, has these mats that are massive, 36 feet long. Like, I have to have a bigger space. So we got the bigger space. Well, then now that we're in the bigger space, well, now people are sending vehicles to us to do like more than just ADOS. This is now we have a lift. And so we decided, hey, let's just bet on ourselves. Let's take that leap of faith and triple our lease price.
It's a gutsy move.
Yeah, it is. And signing a 3-year commitment to that. We had never had a 3-year commitment up until that point. And how can we make this work? Let's put the procedures in place now. Let's get the business booming more and struggle in this space for a couple months. And then let's get this space good to go.
What was your plan on how to grow the business?
Well, there's a lot of different avenues to that, of course, but talking to our shop owners and saying, hey, when you have that vehicle that's been stuck there for a couple weeks, couple days, and you cannot put a dedicated technician on there. You don't have the space, time, or knowledge to do that. Let us take that off your hands. You know, let us just do that for you. And instead of us coming in multiple times for the same vehicle to diagnose an issue or to program an issue or whatever, let us just take that vehicle over for you. We're still going to sublet to you. You're still going to keep your customer. Well, then they turn into hey, you know what? Just take the customer.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Just take the customer.
Yeah.
Here's a gift.
Yep. And they're great customers. I mean, they're not bad customers because, you know, you start thinking, oh, they're going to send me all the like people they don't want to deal with, or they're going to send me all these hard cases that the customer doesn't really have the money to do it or something. You start thinking like, uh-oh, are we going to start getting all the quintessential customers you don't want? And we didn't, man. We've got some families that not one car, but two cars. And hey, I'm going to buy another car. Can you look at it first? Or, you know, so we're going through their life with them. Never anticipating doing this, but here we are and loving every minute of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. Very
good for you guys. Nicole, are you a rule maker or a rule breaker?
I would say probably a rule maker.
Really?
Yes.
So Justin has to conform. I mean, this is what you have to do, honey.
Well, he doesn't always follow, but yeah, normally.
You like to make the rules. What's it take to get him to follow?
It's very hard sometimes, but just staying on top of him and just with like business, just making sure that he is staying on track as far as keeping everything up to date with the processes and quarterly meetings and things like that, because he's in charge of that at the moment until I get everybody trained up, and then I'll be stepping into that role.
Are you guys implementing EOS?
We are already doing EOS, so that's what we're implementing more of.
How's it going?
It's going great. We love it. It's been a big shot. I mean, a big change for our business from the start to now. We're seeing the growth, and we do the level 10 meetings every Wednesday or every Tuesday.
I have to do a follow-up on EOS because there's a lot of guys. I think 2 years ago, I reached out to Barry. We did like 7 or 8 episodes together with Barrett. And I know Carl and Justin and AJ, you guys were all kind of in a forum. And I haven't done one in a while because I really would love to see the evolution of it now. A couple of years in.
It works. EOS is great for automotive repair. Setting core values, a lot of our technicians have kind of weeded themselves out because they're not the core values for the business. Yeah.
EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, most famous book that lends itself is called Rocket Fuel. We have a books page on the website where you can go to it and get it. But everybody I talk to says it's like, wow, read the e-myth, you know, the entrepreneurial e-myth, but how do you actually do it? EOS is really, if you will, the blueprint on how to implement the visionary in the right role with the people in the right seats in the business. It's not easy. It's a culture change in the business. There's a lot of disciplines behind it. But everyone that I know that has ever implemented it says my business changed way big for the better.
Yeah, that was ours. Once we started implementing it, that's how we got the second location going as far as sticking with the processes and being able to find the right people for the right seats. Yeah.
Liz, rule maker, rule breaker?
100% a rule maker.
And Keith's okay with that.
Sometimes.
You know, I know these ladies, so sometimes I ask a sarcastic answer because I know your husbands, right? And yeah. And so he all of a sudden reads the memo. That's funny. And he says, what are you doing? I mean, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Why make a rule if some things aren't working?
No, I think that when you have a good structure, everyone feels more comfortable because they know their boundaries. They know what is to be expected of them. We're in a class right now. Me and Nicole are in a class right now. And I am just that's a great idea. Taking these notes. And he's talking about it. He's like, put these procedures in process and make a process for everything that you do. And I'm like, yes, you're speaking my language. Let's go. Let's do this. And jotting down ideas I want to discuss with my team. And he brought up something that not everybody thinks about. At least I don't. And that's management normally leads all the meetings. And he's like, let everybody lead a meeting. I was like, I love that. I love that so much because everybody has some role to play. And one of the things that popped in my head was, what am I doing? What can I do to be better? What things do I do every day that makes your job easier or harder? And having that feedback to create those processes, to create the rules, if you will. I don't know if I like the word rules, but yeah, I'm definitely a rule maker.
You guys have daily or weekly huddles, the business?
We do daily in the mornings.
Daily show?
We do daily morning huddles. And then every Monday we do a lunch meeting as well.
Cool.
Daily and weekly we do Wednesday lunches too.
And so I think there's something to learn from you being in that seminar, taking incredible notes, literally writing things down. Our biggest problem when we go to any conference, I'm guilty. I just found a yellow pad from a conference that I was at about a year ago with all of these notes and ideas on it. And I looked at it and I was so upset that I never reacted to any of them. And I usually do. I usually come back within a week. I'm trying to take anything that I hand wrote and put it into something digital or into some to-do list and set a priority on it, get to it or not. I think we're really guilty, which is why trainers are going out and telling you, you got to implement. You got to go back and implement. If you're so warm with the idea that you get right, right now, why won't it work when you get home?
But the one thing about vision, you get so much.
Yeah.
And to go back, you want to put it all in place, but it's not easy to do.
I also agree with that. It's overwhelming. Yes. I mean, through four intense days of training, and there's just no way you can get it all done. But you go back with your husband's, you know, on the ride home or your dinner, whenever your dinner next week, and says, you got 10 things, I got 10 things. Let's just put these in a priority. Maybe even ask the team. And the reason I asked for the huddle thing is I'm trying to impress upon the industry who isn't having weekly or daily huddles, is maybe there's a football analogy that works. And that would be that before every play, there's a huddle and they get together and they talk about what the coaches and themselves think they're going to do next to defend or to offend the next play. And so I said, well, why do we have to meet? Well, you know, football, they meet every play. We can meet every work order if you want, but we're just going to decide to meet in the morning, right?
Yep.
It's a great analogy. Rule maker, rule breaker. Who's next? Oh, Shelley.
I think I'm a rule maker, and then Jim is the rule breaker.
I would see that. I can see that. Okay. I can see that.
But
sure, honey.
Though he does, he is.
Sure, honey. That's a great idea. He can't wait to break the rule, huh? It's good for them, but not for me. Let's talk about work-life balance, which we hear that a lot, and there's books written on it, and draw the chart and find out what the curves look like. But you know, when you guys need to spend time with the family and away from work, let's just close this episode out. Let's give some advice to the female, if you will, partners in the business from your perspective on how you guys make it work.
When it comes to Jim and I work at the business. He's there in the mornings for the morning huddle and any other questions afterwards. Then he goes to our home shop and has an office there where he works out of. So when I'm done work, I'll go home and talk with him about accomplishments that day or any issues that came up. And then once we go into the house, kind of like to leave work, it's now time for the kids.
Your 3-day weekend, is it all family? Is it all, you don't talk work or?
We do talk work still. And if there's things that we need to get done that we need to work on, we will take care of it. But for the most part, right at the moment, it's kind of nice. He'll go out and work on, you know, he's working on putting together a 67 Chevy truck right now with my son. And so he'll go out and work on that, or I go shopping or something
shopping.
Like that.
Shopping.
Or a pedicure.
Yeah. All the ladies are doing a high five signal here. Shopping.
Well, the kids are still in school, so it's really nice to have my own time. We had said earlier. So.
And you guys do some four-wheeling too, don't you?
We have a Jeep that we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It not only energizes, but it's stuff that you do away from work. Get that balance going. Nicole, how about you?
Well, Justin could talk about business all the time. So we've kind of just set limits to, once we leave the shop, when we get home, we kind of just drop the business and focus on the kids and family. But there'd be occasions that the kids will go to bed and we'll still be up, and he'll scratch ideas off of me or say what happened today if he was at the Toccoa location and not at the Cornelia. So it's just a lot of times just trying to let him know that, hey, business is good and I love being in the business, but we kind of got to put that to a stop and just talk about something else.
Liz, how about you? Any advice for someone?
Yeah, I think it's fluid. I don't think there's truly a 60-40 or a 50-50 ever, because I am where I need to be and he is where he needs to be. Whatever business that is, whatever thing is happening with the kids, it's fluid. So
let it happen.
There's an ebb and a flow. I am his yin to his yin and yang, if you will.
Yeah.
And wherever that line is wherever it needs to be right then.
A yin and a yang. I love that.
So if it's, listen, I broke a nail. Can I please go to the nail salon? Can you please go get the kids or take them to soccer or pick them up? Whatever it is. I mean, it's just, yeah, absolutely. I have the time. Let's go do that. You know, you do you. I do me. You know, take care of the kids. Whatever needs to happen will.
I don't understand. I broke a nail setting the studio up yesterday. Did I miss something? Did I miss a memo?
You can meet us at the nail salon later.
Yes.
This was too much fun. Oh my God. I come up with this idea. I don't know. Was it, maybe it was last week. We were at a meeting together, Shelley, Jim and I and Tracy and in Buffalo. And I said, oh, we got to do this. Liz, I reached out to you and I was on a conference call with Justin and you showed your face.
Yeah. I walked in at the wrong time and he was like,
that was so good. And he goes, she wants to be on your podcast. And she goes, no. And so anyway, even though you may not have been willing, I am so glad you were here. Nicole Barrett from Barrett Automotive, Cornelia, Georgia. Two locations, husband Justin. Shelley Fleshman, husband Jim from Automotive Alley and Arcade. May have another location. Shh, don't tell anybody. And Liz Perkins from L1 Automotive Diagnostics and Programming and L1 Automotive Training with husband Keith Perkins. Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.